This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Eustacio Marquez Jr. Date of birth is May the 6th, 1973. Case ID number is 3927872. Date of exam, October the 4th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 1/26/2022. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of coronary artery bypass surgery x3/chest pain, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy of both eyes, hypertension, and learning disorder. History of allegations. Number one, coronary artery bypass surgery x3/chest pain. The claimant states that in October of 2021, he started to develop chest pain with mild pricks in the left heart area. Then on January the 13th, 2022, he presented to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance secondary to having severe pressure pain on the left side of his chest, which did not radiate to any other part of his body. He denies having a myocardial infarction, but was diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease and eventually had to have a coronary artery bypass surgery, which was performed on January the 18th, 2022. The claimant states that he would have the chest pain for 24 hours, and it was usually every 2 days. He states it's precipitated by any kind of exertion, but states that resting does relieve the pressure, and it's not associated with food. The claimant denies having any chest pain relieved by nitroglycerin, but states that sometimes it is relieved by rest and antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, nausea, and dizziness. He denies any symptoms of diaphoresis or vomiting. The claimant has risk factors, which include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant also states that he denies any history of gastritis, peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. He was diagnosed with having shortness of breath, pedal edema, and sometimes having orpnea, where he has to sleep with 3 pillows at night. His diagnosis is unstable angina with coronary artery disease, necessitating coronary artery bypass surgery x3. His physician is Dr. Tagarse, T-A-G-G-A-R-S-E. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He also has in-organ damage, a retinopathy of both eyes, nephropathy, and cardiovascular disease, as well as diabetic polyneuropathy. He checks his blood glucose every 2 days and states that it usually comes out between 90 to 200 milligrams/dL. He states the lowest it's ever been is 93 and the highest has been in the 300s. His blood glucose level today was 120 milligrams/dL. He is presently taking Levemir 35 units, sub-Q QHS, and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.3, which is well controlled. Allegation number 3, retinopathy of both eyes. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having retinal bleeds and also had a history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He denies any trauma of his eyes. He states both eyes were affected, and he does use reading glasses at this time. The claimant went on to have bilateral retinal bleed treatment with laser performed in 2021 at Bueno Visto Optical. He states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is good at this time. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25, pinhole is 20/25, corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant only uses reading glasses at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2007, he was having frontal and temporal headaches, along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 155/104 mmHg, which is very high. The claimant denies any chest pain or shortness of breath back in 2007 when he was diagnosed with high blood pressure. He's presently taking metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligrams BID, and losartan, 25 milligrams BID. His condition does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 5, learning disorder. The claimant states that all his life he has been in special ed and has had a learning disorder. He did finish the 12th grade in the special ed program, and he went on to vocational school where he learned how to do massage therapy. His condition is mild at this time. The claimant also states that he suffers from symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses. His medications include ibuprofen, 200 milligrams QD, PRN as needed, and gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID for pain. He states that he does cut the grass there where he lives with his brother in at the house. His physician at this time is Dr. Jesenia Falcon. Family history. His father died at the age of 32 from suicide. His mother died at the age of 38 from cervical cancer. He has a brother who died of coronary artery disease and myocardial infarction when he was 40 years of age, and he's also had a coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3. Medications: metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligrams BID, ibuprofen, 200 milligrams PRN is needed for pain, omega, 900 milligrams BID, TheraTears solution, 1 drop QID, Gentil solution, eye drops, QHS, 1 drop, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, losartan, 25 milligrams BID, levemir, 35 units sub Q QHS. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, diabetic retinopathy with retinal bleeds, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3, secondary to coronary artery disease, comma, learning disability, comma, history of incision and drainage of an abscess of the right lower leg in 2019, comma, circumcision performed in January 2022, comma, history of laser surgery for both eyes performed in March of 2021, secondary to retinal bleeds. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 268 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 155 over 104 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 38.5. General: this is a 49-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal with bilateral dark fundi. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole was 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does wear and use reading glasses at this time. Could you drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 25-centimeter midline chest scar where a coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3 was performed, which appears to be intact and well-healed. Abdomen. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant does appear to have a mildly low IQ. However, he appears to be functioning at a normal level. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, and reflexes were normal for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romper sign was negative. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to hypertension at this time. Probable diagnoses: coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 with chest pain, - has been treated and appears to be fairly stable. The claimant does have stable angina at this time with some coronary artery disease, but his condition is stable. Allegation number 2, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with peripheral neuropathy being treated at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.3, which appears to be very well controlled. Allegation number 3, bilateral retinopathy of both eyes, secondary to retinal bleeds, which has been treated with laser. The claimant has a fairly normal acuity at this time, and his condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant is being treated for his condition. His blood pressure at this visit was 155 over 104 mmHg. He has been told he has nephropathy, but he does not know what stage of nephropathy he's in at this time. His condition appears to be fairly stable, although he may need adjustment of his medications at this time. Allegation number 5, learning disorder, secondary to a mildly low IQ. The claimant was able to graduate high school and did go to a vocational school, and he was able to function in certain jobs. At the present time, his condition is stable, and he is able to communicate and function well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Eustacio Marquez, Jr.